Jesus' name we have worship. In Jesus' name we have worship. The Bible says something. When you look at the book of Joshua, let's look into it before we pray. Joshua 17:13. Joshua 17:13. Look at it. And it happened when the children of Israel grew strong. When the children of Israel grew strong. What happened to them? When the children of Israel grew strong, that they pulled the Canaanite to forced labor. They put the Canaanite to forced labor. Spiritual things does not tolerate sluggishness. Sluggishness in the spirit. When you are sluggish, you are denying yourself of many things. You are blocking your way. God is not moved by your sluggishness. And when we are in the presence of the Lord, where there is fire, this is not an orthodox door church. It is a place where there is, where the presence of the Lord must be evident. And the scripture says, when the people of Israel were strong, and a number of us, until we are strong, until we become strong, before we can make our enemies, we can subdue. We are too cold for divine intervention, except mercy steps into it. You're going to rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. There is no lame man in this place. No lame man. Even if your body has been laid in the spirit, the Lord will raise you up. If you are lame, you are a lame man in the physical, the Lord will heal you. By the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord will heal you. You cannot be sluggish and get to the top. You cannot be sluggish and expect greatness. You cannot be sluggish and expect divine hand to be stretched and rescue you. You got to cry unto the Lord this morning. The first thing is, this is when you are talking of faith clinic. Faith clinic cut across every aspect of your life. Your spiritual, your faith, everything. Your life must first of all be revived. And when it is revived, then you get into fire. Then fire burns all things around and life comes again. You go to come call upon the name of the Lord this morning. Lord, today I step out from sluggishness, from weariness, from all manner of laziness, from all manner of complacence. I step out in the name of the Lord Jesus. All things that have turned me down, I am not a lame man. I am not a lame man. I refuse to be lame spiritually. I refuse to be lame physically. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I release the strength of the Lord. I receive the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let this life receive a quickening. Let this life receive fire. Let this life receive fire. Let there be a revival. Let there be a turning around. Let there be a breaking forth. In the name of Jesus Christ. Maya brobo, malia banderia bako shekeliabo, rikrakatariaba, malapala pako so propo, rikatalia pako solia, marakata propo, yeketeriapa, sheketeriapa, rekatana pakasaka, likataporia, rekatayaka, mayekatayakata, rekayakayaka, brakayabo shikaya. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. When a man comes to a point, when he comes to the issue of spiritual matters, he folds his hand as if it does not concern him. It's a terrible oppression. It's a situation when a man that is in oppression, it is a sign that that person is under a yoke, under oppression. As many that are under oppression, under this situation, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power that tie you in the power of the Most High will shatter in the name of Jesus Christ. When a man, you know, things and the spirit, you just look at and look at it and say, what are they doing? You're unconcerned. But today, all this thing will be a past, the thing of the past, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All issues of inadequacies in your spiritual life, in every area of your life, all the issues of inadequacies, insufficiency, weakness, by the name of the Lord Jesus, this is a place of fire, this is a place of prayer, this is a place where everyone here must carry fire, must carry life. Anywhere you go, you must show that this is the person who carries life. You must not be an agent. You must not be under the oppression of the devil. Because I cry again by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Bobo pana pana ni noye mi. Bobo tong pana mi mo. Bobo tong pana gbara Olorun. Everything that is deflating my strength, deflating me, and making me to be red, to be useless, and making me to be weak. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every power that saps my strength, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, I decree your destruction. I contend with you today. I stand in the power of the Most High. Break your hold in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break your hold in the name of Jesus. All the spiritual wickedness, all the power that weakens, all the spirit that makes me to be cold, and the things of the spirit make me to be cold, unconcerned. What are you doing in my life? Mayakataya, makataya, marakatabo shekeya, mariaporia, sheketeria, rakataya kaya poshi, merikaporia, rakataya bo, mekelia bo shekeya. I must go strong. I must grow strong. I must grow strong. I must grow strong. I must grow strong. Yes, I must grow strong. The kingdom of the enemy is in trouble. The kingdom of darkness was in trouble. I must grow strong. I must grow strong. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I must grow strong. In the name of Jesus, no more weakness, no more weariness, no more sluggishness, no more sluggishness. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord of heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as you restore us back. Lord, as you restore lives, as you restore. Holy Spirit, restore us. Holy Spirit, restore our first love. Holy Spirit, restore the strength back. Holy Ghost, restore grace. Restore our signs that we have lost. Restore our signs that we have lost. All the signs in our lives that we have lost, that we've been depleted of the strength. Oh Lord, mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the power that has eaten up our strength, Holy Ghost, Maya Kataya Baya Poriaba, Makra Kataya, the Holy Ghost, Maria Poria Kosekeya, let there be a restoration, let there be a restoration. Let there be a restoration. Let life come upon this, oh Lord. Let life come upon everyone. Let life come upon everyone. Let life of God come in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory and praise. We exalt you. We magnify you. Blessed be thy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Please have your seats. Welcome you to the presence of the Lord again this morning. And this morning, the Lord is leading us on this, what I call conquering the power of stalemate. Conquering the power of stalemate. Stalemate. Stalemate is a little bit different from stagnation. When you're talking of stalemate, talking of something, well, can say it stands still, can say it's deadlock, something that is on deadlock. You come to a point that you do not understand what to do. It's a point of stalemate. Come to a point, you are confused. Got a point, and then you do not know whether to go to the left or to the right just because of so many things that are around you. You don't know, understand which step to be taking. You have come to a point of stalemate. But by the name of the Lord Jesus, the name above all names, every one of us that is in this position, the Lord will destroy that hold of our lives in the name of Jesus. It is very vital because this is the second half of the year. And the Lord was just, revealing some things, saying confusion, state of confusion. You do not even understand what is going to happen. It's a state of uncertainty. You know, do not understand what is going to be in the year. The remaining part of the year is uncertain. No confidence, courage. No courage. It's just a situation where things unresolved issues. No one can know what is going to happen the next thing. It's just like this man, Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, when he was challenging the three Hebrew men, he told them, when they wanted to put them on fire, put them inside the furnace, he was saying that, who is he? Who is the God that will deliver you from my hands? it's a point where there are threats, harassments, and embarrassment, you know, intimidation of the enemy. And it's just intimidating you, and you do not know what to do. But the God who rescues Shadrach, and Meshach, and Abednego is still alive. He puts a destruction upon the stalemate in their lives. And they went to the furnace, and they came out gloriously. It's a point when there is no, you are not sure whether you can progress in life. It's a point where you do not understand whether there can be progress or advancement in your life. When you're talking of stalemate, you know, sorry to say, the ASU and the federal government is a physical example. Huh? But that stalemate is broken. Is broken. It is broken in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, there shall be progress for your future. There shall be advancement for your future. When a stalemate happens, you look at the issue of negotiation. That is, in the process of stalemate, negotiation comes in. But when it comes to the aspect of the spiritual, when God does not negotiate, God does not negotiate. God did not negotiate with Nebuchadnezzar. God will reveal his hand against every stalemate in your life. God will stretch forth his mighty hand against every power that has orchestrated a stalemate in your life. In the name of Jesus. Stalemate is also a position when a man faces rejection continually. Rejection. We just want to give a few examples before we just look at it in the scripture. It's a point where life experiences rejection, and that is another one. It's just something like when this man, just an example is this Jephthah, in the book of Judges chapter 11. Jephthah was a man who was undergoing stalemate. But God said no. It's also a time when stalemate must expire. So stalemate expired in Jephthah. And Jephthah, you know, became what? A ruler, a master of those who was rejecting him. You will be a master over everywhere you have been rejected. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Every area where they have denied you of God's power, God's grace, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will rule over there. You will reign over there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go into the scripture. And then we look. As I read, we pray. As I read, we pray. As we read, we pray. Let's go into the scripture, Ezra, the book of Ezra. Ezra chapter 1 first. We're going to cover about six chapters within the next 10, 15 minutes. And we're going to, specifically, pick one verse when we pray. We look into it and we pray. Now, the scripture says in verse 1, Ezra chapter 1, that in the year, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it in writing, saying, beautiful. Just give you a short background about this passage. The people of Israel, they were brought out of the land of their inheritance. They took them out. Nebuchadnezzar took them out because they sinned against the Lord. They went against the Lord. They rebelled against God. They did a lot of evils. They worship evil. They worship idols. And God said, okay, I'm going to drive you out. And your enemy, you are going to serve your enemy. And they went out. But God, gave, as already prophesied, the time they will spend. But, it appears even when prophecy has been declared, prophecy has been, has been made that, look, these my people are going to be delivered, they are going to be delivered, they are going to be delivered. Heaven was working it out. Heaven is working your whole miracle out. Heaven is working your blessing out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But something was lacking there. God was still looking for man who will use. And the scripture says, in the midst of the process, God had to stir up a king after the Nebuchadnezzar. That king was King Cyrus. Huh? Cyrus was a king of Babylon. He was a king of Persia. He was a king of Persia. He was a king after the Nebuchadnezzar and so on. And he was there just to ensure that the word of God is fulfilled in the life of the people of God. God had to stir up who? King Cyrus, so that his word will be established. Whatsoever the word of God in your life that has been hanging since the beginning of this year, you're going to rise on your feet. Go to pray on your feet. Go to rise. Every word of prophecy that has not come to pass and has been held back, is hanging. Nothing has happened. It appears that this world will not be established. You got to declare in the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, by the power of the Most High God, Lord of heaven, you will stir up, Lord the Helper, you will stir up, Lord the One, you will stir up, you will stir the Helper of my destiny, that he will not have rest until he has done that which you have commanded in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, every word that is hanging, every word of declaration, every word of prophecy, every word that you have spoken to me, every word you have declared that I have been standing upon, every word that Lord, that I believe you for since the beginning of the year, today I activate it. Holy Ghost, I activate it by the name of the Lord Jesus. This word that has been held back all this long, in the name of Jesus, Mayaka Taporiaka, Zeketeri Bakosupaya, Mekeli Bakusoli Bakaya, Rakanturiakuseke, Malika Tandoria, Zikaye, Brakonto, Rikatandoria, Marakanturia, Makapo. Lord, you are the one who stir up Cyrus even in the first year. Holy Ghost, you will stir up. You will stir up. You will stir up. You will stir up the spirit of the helper. You will stir up the spirit of the helper. In the name of Jesus. Maya kundeya balubosaka. Lima robos. Lima rababakoseke. Mazekeria boria. in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Sit down. Cyrus, his spirit was stirred up to help. So, all those people God has planted on the path of your destiny, the Lord is going to stir their spirit up. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he rose and he started working. He started contacting people. He started contacting kingdoms. He started contacting prime powers and all the kings. He started contacting them. And said, look, yeah, we must help. We must arise. We must supply. We must go. We must help these people. We must help these people. As many of us that have been lacking help, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the season of your help has come. Heaven will help you. The Lord will remember you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And that the Lord is going to remember you. The time to favor Zion has come. And this is your time. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's move forward. Well, he made a proclamation. Now let's jump. We jump. And it's well, before we jump, let me just say one, two. He made a proclamation. Okay, let everybody begin to help. Let everybody begin to supply. Supply. Let us build. There's a place we want to come, go and build. And that is the temple in Jerusalem. He was not a Jew. He was not a Jew. He didn't have any contact with them. But God can use anyone. God is going to use the people whom you have never seen before. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God will raise men for you on every area. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In this remaining part of this year, you will never lack helper in any second in the name of Jesus. And he mobilized nations and kings. And when he did that, remember what we are trying to do. Stalemate. But we are going there. We are moving gradually. And then we will see. Now, we saw that when he does that, the people of Israel, some of them went with him. They went to go and prepare the land. But chapter 3, now we are going to jump into chapter 3. Chapter 3 got to a point when the people of Israel, got to their land. You will see what the first thing they did. The first thing they did was, first of all, to erect altar for God. Altar of offering. Altar, 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 altar. When the life of a man lacks power of altar, there will be struggle. Stalemate will happen. And that was the reason why we have to, first of all, deal with the issue of our spiritual lackadaisica, spiritual slothfulness, spiritual laxity, spiritual weakness. Many of us, this is not where we're supposed to be. This is not our level. You are changing your level. I said you are changing your level. Your level is going to change today. In the name of Jesus. We are in this level because we have no altar with God. We have no altar. Yet we come. The only thing is, we come to the church on Sunday. And when you come to the church on Sunday, that is not sufficient in this wicked generation that we have. The Bible says, when Psalm 74 was talking about, it's talked about, that Elijah, cruelty. I'm trying to quote it. you know, he said, the whole world, you know, there's another version, I mean, another place. You know, the whole world lies in wickedness. We are in a situation where altar must continually be erected for God in your life. If you are to have a sustainable presence of God, if your life will continue to experience God's power, God's divine intervention every moment, then there must be an altar. When you do not have altar, help, blessing, miracle will just be a thing of once in a while. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus Christ. When you look at chapter 3, the first thing they have to deal with is, let us erect altar. Let us erect altar. Let us erect altar. And when they erected altar, they started, you know, giving offering. Offering. No, burnt offering unto the Lord. And when they did that, then I said, yeah, the next thing now we are going to build. We are now going to build what has been destroyed. Anytime you want God to intervene, first of all, raise altar for him. Raise altar for him. When we want God to step into your life, raise altar. And what is the altar? No, raise a place and say, Father, I am raising an altar for you in a place of prayer here. And when you are raising an altar, it must be service every moment, every time. Time, 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 time in the presence of the Lord. And when you look at verse 3, verse 3 says, though fear had come upon them because of the people of those countries, they set the altar on its basis and they offered burnt offering on it to the Lord. Fear was operating because they have been in bondage for a while, for a long period. And because they were in bondage for a long period, we have to look and say, the best way. So fear that, and what I'm on to, and what I'm on to my day. Well, as you mentioned, oh, that, hey, Jack, that cat baby, let us put it down. When we put it down, then we know that at least we know God's presence is with us. And in the midst of this, the power of restoration came. The power of restoration will come upon your life today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord will restore all that has been broken down. In the name of Jesus, God's power came upon them and they started rejoicing and they started planning and to build the temple of the Lord. Now we jump to verse 4, chapter 4. And now verse 1. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the descendants of the captivity were building the temple of the Lord God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and the heads of the fathers and said to them, let's stop there. When it's every step you take, when you want to take a step of to advance, don't think your adversary will be happy. They will not be happy. But the thing is this: once you build an altar, you are more than conqueror. you will overcome them. You will subdue them. You will break them down. You will make them your stepping stone to a greater height. When you have an altar. And so, the scripture says, they came to me. They were, you know, their adversaries had wanting call ile Olorun again. Want to di bere. Ah! Awon yin gbo won ki gboro. Gbogbo ogun togun to ti fi wa pamọ, ti o ti fi eni kokan pamọ to ni pe o ni lo. Loni Oluwa ma da won lebi. In the name of Jesus. The Lord of heaven will arise for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I'm going to read. Let us build with you. I'm still reading verse 2. Let us build with you, for we seek your God as you do, and we have sacrificed to him since the day of Asidon, king of Assyria, who brought us here. See the negotiation. See the negotiation that was going on. And I mentioned something, that in every stalemate, there is always a negotiation. And when you accept to negotiate with the enemy, you are gone. You will never negotiate with the wicked. Concerning your life, concerning your destiny, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are going to rise on your feet now. You're going to rise on your feet. You are going to give me 10 more minutes. It's not 4 minutes that my time remains. But we are going to finish these aspects. You're going to declare by the name of the Lord Jesus every negotiation that is going on over in my life, or anything that is making me to negotiate unconsciously with the wicked, with the adversary of my life, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, I deal with that negotiation and I terminate the negotiation. I break the negotiation. I break the power of the negotiation that is going on now over my life, over my living, over my destiny, over my future, over my health, over my business, over my home. Every negotiation that is going on concerning my life, in the name of the Lord Jesus, over my wife, over my family, over my home, whatsoever the negotiation going on, by the name of the Lord Jesus, today I break the negotiation. I break the negotiation going on concerning my life. Maya katapaya, la katapaya, lekete forobo, shekelia, rakataba, makadipa kotelia, shekelia bos, rakatabosika, Maria Boria. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Remember the first prayer we had. That prayer is, do not be sluggish. You cannot put your hands in pocket and be praying your destiny prayer. Ah! It's part of sluggishness. You are praying destiny prayers, you pocket. You want the devil to pocket your life? You can't be sluggish. You can't be sluggish. It's part of all these things that we are talking about. A life that is caged, a life that is in oppression, is that life that has exhibited all these things. You're going to pray. Your destiny must not be a cage. Every negotiation over my life, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I attack this negotiation. The negotiation in the realm of the spirit, negotiation with my ancestral spirit, negotiation going on over my home, over my family, by the name of Jesus, I break the negotiation. I break the negotiation. I terminate the negotiation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I terminate. I destroy the power of the negotiation. In the name of Jesus, Lika Pandega, Lika Bonia Boshikaya, Mariko Bosu, Brika Lima Kusu, Bini Makasoteya. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You want to undo this prayer with it? Go to declare. We have negotiated sometimes or somewhere, or our parents have negotiated with our lives. We have seen a number of negotiations that has gone before. A negotiation, when negotiation, it affects lives, it affects destiny. Where you see one of the children, the negotiation will be working upon. Might be the firstborn, might be the lastborn. That the negotiation will be working upon. Maybe the one that they say he will not move forward, or the one they will not say he will not marry, or the one they say he will not advance. Negotiation is a negotiation. We do not know what that happened, that your father, your parents, or somehow they negotiated with you. You do not know. You do not know. But you are going to pray. But before you pray, I just want to, you know, there was this lady that came to my mind just now. There was this lady that, you know, the lady was, I don't know, I think she was about 29 or thereabouts. And somewhere along the line, you know, she, in fact, everything about her, nothing. And everything was working against her. And somehow along the line, when the Lord just gave her an assignment to go and pray, and the Lord revealed the secret of her life, and negotiation, they have negotiated about her life. Her father sold her and negotiated with her. Because of what her father needed then. And they negotiated and sold her, and she was the firstborn. And the thing was there like that, and until God intervened. But we are going to pray this prayer. Every area of my life that I've handed over to the devil, all areas of my life that I've handed over to the enemy, to my adversaries, all things in my life, all my destiny that the enemy has hijacked as a result of negotiation, Lord, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will deliver me. Whatsoever that I've handed over voluntarily, involuntarily, knowingly or unknowingly, by myself or by my father or by my mother or by whosoever that has negotiated and bring me under this oppression that has brought me under this evil, that has brought me under this problem. Today, all the negotiation that you have, that have entered into today, Marakapa, Yakata, Yakata, Lamaliaba, Yakata, Bekeria, Marakalaba, Sekayaka, Maya Poriabo, Mekeli, Kate, Marakata, Bosekaya, Brakataba. You yourself know when you handed over You handed over your daughter, your son to the enemy. You handed over. Oh, you handed over your life. You handed over to sin. You handed over to iniquity. And you handed over. You yourself know the time you handed over to immorality. And there is an oppression. You handed it over to the spirit of the devil, to the oppression. And you are now saying, God has not done it. We'd like to cry unto the Lord that the Lord will have mercy and rescue you. The Lord will have mercy and rescue you in the name of Jesus. You know the time. You know the season. You know the time you handed over by the name of the Lord Jesus. Today I cry unto the God of heaven by the name of Jesus. Marakataya. Mekele baku sopoya. Marakata. Mekele po sopo. Mayak propo. Brika, Zikanto. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now, before you sit down, verse 4. Then the people of the land tried to discourage people of Judah. That is operation of stalemate. They had trod the world. They tried to discourage. Every step you want to take, every step of advancement, every step you want to do, every step your son or your daughter want to take, there is a discouragement. Every step to move forward, there is a discouragement. That is a power of what do you call it? Stalemate. The spirit that wants to operate stalemate. You got to deal with this matter. The power that normally comes to discourage and weaken you to advance in your life. That thing, you want to take a step. You know that God is laying upon your spirit. You have said, this year, you must build a house. But when the time you can't get in there. You can't block it. You know, all manner of discouragement comes in. You got to decree right now, you got to deal with this power. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the adversary that discouraged, the spirit that is working in me and to trouble me, that makes me to be weak, anytime I want to move forward, that makes me to be discouraged, not to operate, Lord of heaven, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, anytime I want to read, I do not have the ability to read. I cannot. I get discouraged. Today, I come against you in sevenfold by the judgment of the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus. My life must be delivered by the name of the Lord Jesus. I break all. I break the grip in the name of Jesus. Mekele bako sopaya. Marakata yaba. Makrakata ya. Bend the yard. Brakata yagata. The spirit that troubles you when you want to accomplish. The spirit that weakens you anytime. Ramakariaba. The spirit that weakens you. The spirit that makes you to be weak and will make you to be tired. It is the time of your blessing that you are sick. It is the time of your breakthrough that you are weak. It is the time of your visitation that you will not be in the church. It is the time of something will just discourage you. Something will shift your attention. Something will make you to move out. Something at the time God wants to visit. It is the time that you will remember that you will need to do something. We will have to cry unto the Lord. Oh, my rakapo, my yakata, rakata moria, sekatoria, maria po, rekatimo seka, la bande ya, marika pose, rakata ya banda. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Have your seat for a very short time. and chapter 4. Chapter 4, come to a point where the Cyrus who initiated, who the Lord stirred up his spirit, step out of the scene. He was no more in the scene. And the scripture says another king came in. Some came, you know, a number of kings came in. And those kings, Asherah, another king, Asherah, came in. And King Asherah, now the people in the land said, these people, they are the people who have been troubler in the land. And they wrote a letter of accusation against the people of Israel. And the scripture says the king commanded that a search should be made. What was the record of these people? Are they indeed troubler? And the search was made, and the search brought a negative report about them. Every negative report that you are carrying, all negative reports that your life is carrying, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we decree that negative report, by the power of the Lord, we tear in the name of Jesus. We all agree together as servants of the Lord. I agree with all men of God that are here. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, I stand in the mighty power of the Lord. Every negative report that your life has been associated with, they've been making negative report over you. They've been carrying negative report over you. Manipulated reports. The question is, are the people of Israel, are they really troubled? No. They were not. But a negative report was taken about them. You get to rise on your feet. I don't know whether whatsoever report the doctors have said. I don't know whether the doctors, nurses have said so many. I don't know whether your lecturer has said anything. I don't know what your parents have said about you. I don't know what anyone has said. But I'm saying, I know what the Lord has spoken. The Lord has a final say. The Bible says, we see that said the thing that will come to pass when the Lord has not spoken. By the authority of the word of God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that every negative report and every negative voice, every negative everything that they have said, whatsoever the doctors have said, whether they have said that part of your body is dead, whether they have said what that part of your body is not working, whether they have said that your head, the part of your brain is not working, or you have this problem, you have this case, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the living God is here, the power of Jehovah God is here to change all reports, medical report, either academic report, whatsoever financial report, whatsoever my building report, the power of the Lord has come to change. The power of the Lord has come to change. The power of the Lord has come to change. In the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost has come to change. In the name of Jesus, the power of the Lord has come to change. In the name of Jesus, Remaka Shatayaka, Lakata Boriaba, Ramaka Yaba, whatsoever the report, Mayeke de Boriaba, whether whatsoever, gynecologist, whatsoever, either medical, no matter what, whatsoever might be, by the name of the Lord Jesus, H-Wise, what Maria Poria, Secretaria, Marakata, Mary Catoria, Mekeriabos, Recaporia, Secariaba, Lecariaba, Secretary, Recaporia, Marco Seke, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. The report did not favor them. But this, your report is going to favor you henceforth. Every report will favor you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. quickly. We're going to fast. Be fast. We're going to be fast now. Very fast. Chapter 4, verse 23. Verse 23. And when the copy of reports, okay, that report, verse 23, is what it was. I've already said it. Against the Jews, and by force of arms, they made them to cease. You know, the report was made that they should stop work. And we have canceled every report. No work is going to be stopped over your life. In the name of Jesus, no work of righteousness, no work of blessing shall be stopped over your life in Jesus' name. Now, we're going to look at verse chapter 5. Now, chapter 5. And the prophet Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophet, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah. And that is the reason why you should come to the presence of the Lord. Every word that is proclaimed carries life, carries power. And that word can turn things around in your life. They brought a report that they should be stopped. But the prophet of the Lord rose. The prophet Zacharias rose. Joshua rose. They rose. Haggai rose. And they rose. I said, no. No. That negative report, we are going to turn it around. God is going to turn the situation around your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Most High God. And the Bible says, and they said no. And they turned. I said, look, walk. They commanded people, walk. This walk will not stop. And they were walking. Your life, no walk of righteousness will stop in Jesus' name. We are going to run. We are rounding up. I'm rushing. Now, verse 3 of that same, and Bible says, verse 3, I'm reading, who has commanded? You know, the enemy still came to challenge. You know, when you are dealing with stalemate, you do not stop. You must continue. Even when you are seeing God is working, yes, you continue to refire. You do not stop. When there is a stalemate, once you know that this is stalemate, you must continue. And the scripture says, I'm still looking at verse chapter 5, you know, and you know, they were challenged. The enemy still challenged them. Who has commanded them to start work? By the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord will silence every accuser. Everyone who is challenging your progress, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in this remaining part of this year, you will experience a great move of God's power, in the name of Jesus. Now, the scripture now gives us divine solution. In every stalemate, all that you need is that the eyes of the Lord come upon you. And the scripture says, verse 5, before we now take the last prayer and then we close. The answer was that, but the eye of their God was upon their elders. So they could not make them cease till a report could go to Darius. May the eyes of the Lord shine upon every life here and wherever you are hearing, in the name of Jesus. The eyes of the Lord will not be closed upon you. The eyes of the Lord will not be shifted away from you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the eyes of the Lord will perpetually be open over your life. In the name of Jesus, you will cry unto heaven and say, Father, just one minute, cry unto heaven, Father, Let not your eyes, O Lord, be closed upon this life. Lord, Lord, let not your eyes be closed over this life. In the name of Jesus, let not your eyes be closed. Lord, let not your eyes be closed. Holy Ghost, let not your eyes be closed. Continually, in the name of Jesus, let your eyes be shine. Shine your eyes upon me. Every moment, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the chapter 6 says something which we're going to round up with. In that chapter 6, when they thought that would be the end, they sent to another king that ruled after the Axios, and that was Darius. And they sent a message to him that these people are still building. And Darius said, they are building. Who are they? And said, okay, let there be a search for them. And there was a search. And there was a search. And what was it? The report has changed. The report changed from negative to positive. It was no longer a negative report for them. The Bible says the report favored the people of Israel. Every report you are going to hear now from today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, we favor you in the name of Jesus. That report will favor you in the name of Jesus. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will declare, as I believe, you're going to declare and say, Father, by the name of Jesus, I decree every report concerning my life will bring favor in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, turn every report to my favor in the name of Jesus. What did you pray? Just pray. Just pray. Just pray.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I declare in the spirit of today's message, you are healed. You are brought out of the prison. The stalemate is broken. The deadlock is broken. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every evil hand squeezing any part of your destiny, receive amputation now. Gbogbo owo to run obi eni to run guguru mu palase ide mako gedanu ide mako gedanu. In the spirit of today's agonizing message, I say it out. Every force that is passing any of us from hand to hand, from Cyrus to Ahasuerus to Darius, every evil force passing your case from hand to hand, today, let them scatter. You didn't hear me. Let them scatter. Every satanic trend, every evil pattern that the enemy has put in place, and your case is going from one wicked hand to the other, let them scattered in the name of Jesus. Be scattered in the name of Jesus. Be scattered in the name of Jesus. Somebody is being healed in the abdominal part, decide. Either left or right. The Lord is healing you as the man of God was preaching. He has healed you. I say, let that belly, let that stomach, let that womb, let that part of the abdominal canal be healed now. In the name of Jesus. As I close the prayer, please listen. As God's servant was ministering, the Holy Spirit was raising so many issues with me. But he underlined this one. Everybody listen. Because today's message is an agonizing one. I was interceding that many of us will key into it. Yes, it's faith clinic. Faith clinic is not a sweet service. That we'll be able to key into it. And what is it that God is raising? He said, tell my people. I wouldn't know that they will ask me to come around them. That they should pray. Wherever they are building with the enemy, should stop. Which means all the input of the enemy. You build, the enemy build. God build, the enemy build, you build. So they are interwoven. Who takes the credit? Who claims the possession? Therefore, in rounding off, every aspect of your life that the enemy is building with God or with you, let it be broken down in the name of Jesus. Anything that is not built of God will collapse. So let them collapse now. Let them collapse now. Let them collapse now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we hand over our lives to you this morning. In the rubbles, on the rubbles and on the debris of the work of the enemy, Holy Spirit, begin to build. Build glory. Build good health. Build prosperity. Genuine success. In the name of Jesus. 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 As I hand over back the mic, there is a warning. Don't allow that input. Don't allow that help. I want to talk to Marawan. God will withdraw. God will withdraw, said the Lord. Jehovah will withdraw. Don't permit that help that is coming. You are about to take it. But you, from within you, you know the source. It's unclean source. You take it and you come to church to give testimony. Stop it! The Lord said, I should tell you, he will withdraw. It might delay. It might tarry. You will give testimony later. You don't need to rush. Decline that offer. Decline it, saith the Lord. Decline it. Greater thing is about to burst out. Receive grace to do it. Receive grace to stand. Receive grace to stand. I pray for your servant, refill him. I pray for the pastorate, O Lord God Almighty. As you have given them unique future in the midst of high level operation that you have put them. The uniqueness will not be eroded. Thank you for you have done it. Can we begin to worship God and bless God? Let's begin to worship the Lord. Let's give him praise.